Yeah, what should actually happen is that the nation must benefit. The country must benefit. If we are exporting our expertise within the military, it is the country that must benefit. But whether that is really what is going to take place, I am not so sure. The nation should benefit out of it, but also the exporters should also, in the long run, benefit the troops and the nation as well.
Now, let's talk about the money that is paid to these soldiers. Does it get to the state? How does it get to the state, actually?
You see, what happens is this: we have exported expertise, just as we export raw material, just as we export finished goods. So what happens is the same position must prevail. We have exported expertise from our military. The money should be paid back into the national coffers. But I also know that soldiers themselves, whilst they are deployed elsewhere, there are allowances that they get out of the deployment because they are away from their home station. Unfortunately, we have a very disorganized ruling party in the name of ZANU-PF. You know, they seem to think everything that goes around with the military is a preserve for ZANU-PF.